Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Tezayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on to Tezayin Amud Aleph, six lines from the top, by the word Gufa. So says the Gemara, Gufa. We had mentioned on the previous Amud that Amud Rav Ami Bar Tavyoimi said a chiddush in the halachis of Schach, that Sikcha Bevloi Kalim Psula, that the halacha is that even if you use Bevloi Kalim, which is Kalim that are broken, well, the Gemara will explain exactly what he was referring to, but you use broken Kalim, the halacha is that still it's possible for Schach. Now we know that the halacha is that you have to use for Schach something which is not Mekabel Tumah. L'chaira, broken Kalim are not Mekabel Tumah. A Kli is Mekabel Tumah, but broken Kalim are not. Rav Ami Bar Tavyoimi was Mechadish, that broken Kalim you can't use even though they're not Mekabel Tumah, since it comes from a Kli, and the Kli is Mekabel Tumah, so there's a gzera that you can't use a broken Kli. If you use the broken Kli, so being that it comes from the actual Kli, maybe you'll come to think that you could use the actual Kli. There's a gzera d'rabbanan that you can't use broken Kalim. That's what Rav Ami Bar Tavyoimi said. Says the Gemara, my beloy kalim. What does beloy kalim literally refer to? Amar Abaye matlonyos she'ein behem shalosh al shalosh. It refers to pieces of cloth that are less than 3x3 etzbois. A very, very small piece of cloth, less than 3x3 etzbois. Less than 3x3 fingers. And the reason why that shear is not mekabel tumah is delei chazdin lei laniyah v'lei la'ashirim. It's the type of patch that nobody would use. Not a poor person, not a rich person. So it's mamish, it's not mekabel tumah. But since it comes from a larger cloth, so therefore you might end up using the larger one, therefore it's still pasul midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, we mentioned previously that there's no raya from our Mishnah to Rav Ami Bar Tavyoimi, but says the Gemara now that Tanya Kavasi to Rav Ami Bar Tavyoimi. We have a brisa which seems to say mefurish like Rav Ami Bar Tavyoimi. The brisa says that machzela shel shifa v'shel gemi, if you have a mat of these different materials, shiareha, so if it got smaller, it shrunk or it ripped, whatever it is, afa pisha nivchasu mikashiura, even though now it's smaller than the minimum shear for Kabbalah's Tumah, still, the halacha is a mesachin behen. The Braisa says mefirsh that even though it's smaller than the shear, it's no longer mekabel tumah, still you're not allowed to use it for schach. Being that it came from a larger beged, it came from a full kli, so therefore, you're not allowed to use it as schach. And then once we mention the Braisa, so the Braisa continues, machzelas hakonim, a regular reed mat, gedoyla mesachin ba, so if it's large, you're allowed to use it for schach. A large reed mat was generally made for schach, it was stama l'schach, so therefore, it's not mekabel tumah, schach is not a kli, so it's, you could use that as your schach. However, ketano, if it's a small reed mat, again, it's pshute kliyate, so really, it shouldn't be mekabel tumah, but if it's a small reed mat, a mesachin ba, you can't use it as schach, because being that it was made for lying down on, even though it's pshute kliyate, the halacha is in such a case that it is mekabel tumah, and therefore if it's small, you can't use it as schach. If it's large, you could, even though technically you could lie down on it. Lamaisa, that's not what it's made for. It's made for schach. So therefore, you could use a large mat, but you can't use a small mat. Rebbe Eliezer Eimer, afhi mekabel tumah, that no, even it, even the large mat is mekabel tumah. He's chaylik in the Metzias. He says even the large mats are made l'shchiva, they're made for lying down on, and therefore, ve'ei mesachin ba, you can't even use the large mats for schach. But we brought this brisa because of the reisha. The reisha seems to say mefirsh, like Rav Ami Bar Tavyoimi, that you are not allowed to use a broken kli for schach. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Taf Reish Chaf Tes and Sifka and Ches, he brings from the Prima Gadim that even though you can't use broken kalim for schach, that's only if the kli was originally mekabel tumah midoraisa. If the original kli is mekabel tumah midoraisa, so then they were geyser that even when it breaks, you can't use it for schach. However, if the kli originally was only mekabel tumah midrabanan, so even though we paskin that something which is a mekabel tumah midrabanan is possible for schach, if it breaks, so then you could use it as schach. The reason for that is simple, because even the fact that that's mekabel tumah midrabanan is a gzeira. To make another gzeira that even when it's broken, that you can't use it because then you might use it in its full form, that would be considered a gzeira the gzeira. One gzeira that it's broken, you might come to use it when it's not broken. But even that's a gzeira because it's only mekabel tumah midrabanan. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the Prima Gadim, if the original kli is only mekabel tumah midrabanan, so then there's nothing wrong with using it in its broken form. There's an interesting chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, also in Siman Taf Reish Chav Tes, in Sif Hei, he's mechadish
based off of a Gemara that we had earlier on Tazvavam and Aleph. Over there, the Gemara said that, at least the way Rashi learns the Gemara, is that you could get out of Gzeiras Tikra when you pick up the roof and put it back down. Being that you demonstrate, that you understand, that you know that you cannot use a roof as Schach, so therefore, if you pick it up and put it back down, there's not going to be an issue of Gzeiras Tikra, because you're showing that you know that you can't use the roof. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you go ahead and you take a kli, you can't use a kli, it's Mekabel Tumah, but if you go ahead now, you take that kli and you break it to use it for Schach, if you break it, L'Shem Schach, says the Aruch HaShulchan, now it's Kasha for Schach, even though normally there's a Gzeira that you can't use broken kelim, because then you might come to use the full kli. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you break the kli, so then there's no Gzeira, and then you could use it for schach. Now, there's really two drachim you could go really, and you could be mayor against Aruch HaShulchan with this. First of all, you could say it's a low plug. Even though by Gzeiras Tikra, the Chazal told us that they weren't geyser in such a case, potentially, that when you pick it up and put it back down, they weren't geyser. But it could be they made a Gzeira against all broken kalim. Maybe, who cares if you show that you know it's broken? Okay, but they still, they made a Gzeira, and maybe it's a low plug that you can't use broken kalim. Other places can point out a different difficulty in the Aruch HaShulchan, and they say that who says that the problem of using broken kalim is only for yourself? You might have acknowledged that now you know that you can't use the kli, but what about other people that see the kli? Other people are going to see your sukkah, and they're going to see kalim that are clearly broken, and they come from a full kli, and they're going to say, oh, it must be, you could use kalim. It was very negay. There used to be a minug to take the shipping crates in Eretz Yisrael. They used to take the shipping, these wooden crates, and they would break them. People wanted to break them and use it for schach. That's what they wanted to do, to break, it was good wood. So now you could break the wood apart and you could use that for schach. Rosh Hashanah has a tshuva about it where he says that it's not enough that you break it like the Aruch HaShulchan says. It's not enough that you break it because people are going to see it on your schach, they're going to see it on your sukkah, and they're going to come to think that you could use kalim. There's also a problem of other people seeing it. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah says you need two conditions. First of all, you need to break it because then you show that you know that there's a problem with using the kli. But he says it also has to be done in a way that it's no longer that it came from the full kli. If you take a kli and you break it, so first of all, you already demonstrated now that you know you can't use the full kli, and you make it that it's not nicker that it came from a kli, so then there's no problem now anymore, al-tzrayim, there's no problem of other people seeing, then Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, then you could use such a broken kli. But otherwise, just when it's time, just to go to Aruch HaShulchan, that a lot of Paiskim say you can't do, even if you show that you know you can't use kalim, it's not enough if just to break the kli. Says the Gemara Veiter, Achaytet Begadish. So the Mishnah said, on Tezvav Amin Aleph, the safe of the Mishnah was Achaytet Begadish, that you go and you make a hole into a haystack. So we've mentioned previously in the Gemara that such a sukkah is possible because of Tasev Uloy Min Asoy. Since at the time that the haystack was there, you don't have a kashra sukkah. So even though now afterwards you carve out a sukkah, you carve out a hole, you make it Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, you make it 10 Tvachim Tol, you change your mind, now you want the hay to be for Schach, or maybe even if that's originally what you had in mind, it doesn't matter, because being that when it was put down there, you didn't have a kasher sukkah, so therefore, even if you make a kasher afterwards, it's not going to work. That's called tasev leimen asoy. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that leishanu ela she'ein sham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. This is only true if you don't have in this haystack already, before you carved anything out, if you don't have a space of a tefach of height with a 7x7 tefach area. Avol yesham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. If already before you dug it out, you had already a height of one tefach and 7x7 tefachim area, so then I raise a sukkah. So then it is a sukkah. Rashi explains that Rav Huna is telling us a big lumdus over here. Until now we assumed that tasev loy mina asvi means that at the time that the schach is put on the sukkah has to be ksheira. It has to be that's being machshir the sukkah. If when you put on the schach it's not kosher, so now there's a problem of tasev loy mina asvi. Rav Huna is saying that no, it's not a din in the sukkah. It doesn't have to be that when you put on the schach on top of the sukkah that the sukkah is kosher. Rav Huna is saying that when you put the schach on top of the sukkah, the schach has to be kosher. Memela says Rav Huna, as long as you have an area that's one tefach tall by seven, with an area of zayin al zayin, that already now has a shem oil. So now, of course, you have to make the sukkah bigger to make the sukkah kosher. You don't have a kosher sukkah. But the schach already has a shame schach. Since the schach already has a shame schach, so it's not going to be a problem of tasa v'loimina asoi if you then go ahead and you make the hole larger to make it that you have a kosher sukkah. It says Rav Huna, that's not tasa v'loimina asoi. Tani na mihachim, we have a braisa that supports Rav Huna, that if you have already a space of a tefach height with an area of zayin al zayin, send the sukkah's kosher, meaning it's not always true that a chaytit begadish is a pasul sukkah. What's the braisa? The braisa says a chaytit begadish lasis le sukkah, hareza sukkah. The braisa says that you're allowed to be chaytit begadish and you have a kosher sukkah. So how is that braisa that supports Rav Huna? Because vatnan, vahanan tanan ain't a sukkah. Because the Aram Mishnah says it's not a sukkah. So how are we going to reconcile these two memras, the Mishnah and the braisa? It must be like Rav Huna said, that it's not always true, it's not a fact that a chaytit begadish it's possible. It depends on the case. If you have a chalal tefach, you don't have a chalal tefach. Shma mina, we see like Rav Huna from this braisa, from the fact that this braisa is machshir, a chaytit begadish, even though our Mishnah said it's possible, the only way to reconcile the two memras is to say, like the chiddush of Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, the same idea, just in a different version. Ikud deramile, mirma. Some ask it as a stira. That Tanan, our Mishnah says a chaytit begadish lasis le sukkah in a sukkah. Our Mishnah said that it's not a good sukkah if you're chaytit begadish. Ava tanya rezu sukkah. But we learned in the Braisa that it is a good sukkah. How are you going to reconcile these two things? Rav Huna. To that, Rav Huna said it as an answer to the stira that like Asha, kam b'shiyesham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva, kam b'shein sham chalal tefach b'meshach shiva. The Mishnah would said it's possible is talking about where you don't have a height of a tefach with an area of Zion al Zion, and the Braisa, which says that it's kosher, that's talking about where it does have a height of a tefach with an area of Zion al Zion. And Rav Huna's, the chiddush of Rav Huna is that that's not a problem of tasav loimin asoi. Once it already mitchila had a shem schach, so there's no problem, even though it wasn't a kosher sukkah, that's not considered a psul of tasav loimin asoi. We'll just start the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Hamishal shel defanis milamalu lamata. A person has a sukkah, and he has the schach up already now, and now he starts making the walls. So what does he do? He starts milamalu lamata. Maybe it's some sort of tarp that he's putting downwards, or he's constructing with wood, and he's starting from the top and working his way down. Either way, but he's going from up to down. So then he doesn't go all the way to the ground. So what's the halacha? Do the walls have to go all the way down to the ground? It's attached to the schach at the top, it's touching the schach, but now it's not all the way at the ground. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, im gavaya min ha'aretz, shleisha tfachim psula. The halacha is that it has to be within three tfachim of the ground. Once it's higher than the ground, three tfachim, once it has, there's a distance of three tfachim, at least three tfachim or more between the wall and the ground, now already that's possible. And the Rishonim explain, because once it's as that large of a height, so now a gedi, a goat, could put his head in, and mainly you can't say good achas that we should view the wall as if it extends all the way down, when an animal could come and put his head underneath the wall. How could you say that the wall is going all the way down, and yet there's a goat who has its head inside the sukkah? Therefore, we can't, if once it's three tefachim high, we can't say good aches, but mela the wall is going to be possible. Says the Mishnah milamata lamaila. What about if you start constructing the walls from downwards to upwards? So how high up do you have to go? Does it have to go all the way up to the schach or not? Says the Mishnah im gavaya asar tefachim kshera. No, it does not have to go all the way up to the schach. Once it's 10 tefachim high, so then the walls are going to be kosher. Now most Rishonim explain that the reason for this halacha, the reason why it has to be 10 tefachim, is because once it's 10 tefachim, the reason why it doesn't have to be higher than that, is because once it's 10 tefachim, we can apply good asik. We can view the wall as if it extends all the way up to the schach. So therefore, once you have a wall of 10 tefachim, the wall is kosher. There's a ran, that the ran seems to say, bedas the riv, that it's not the pshat that we're using good asik. Rather, the reason why it's kosher is because you don't need walls that go up to the schach. You just need a wall that's 10 tefachim. It's not because we view the wall as if it goes up to the schach. Rather, it's just because that there's no halacha in Hilchos Sukkah that the wall needs to go to the schach. The halacha is that you just need a 10 tefach wall. That's why such a wall is kosher. But most Rishonim learn that the pshat is because of good asik. Now, once you have 10 tefachim, so then we view it as if it goes all the way up to the schach. So that's the sheet of the Tanakama. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, that kishem shalamata lamala asarat tefachim, kach milamala lamata asarat tefachim. Just like when you're going from down to up, you just need it to be that the wall is 10 tefachim, so too when you're going from up to down, you just need it to be that the wall is 10 tefachim, and then we could apply good achis to make the wall go all the way down, and we'll discuss more about this in the Gemara.